And John has this very interesting fascination with what's happening on the local government, on the cities element, because that's where we live. That's where we get to interface with the various problems that are facing us directly. Water, electricity, and many, many, many others. And I just love listening to this feature of Fix My City, especially with one of my favorites, Ferial Hafeji, who joins us right now, Daily Maverick Associate Editor. Fer, it's been a minute. I hope you're well. Welcome.
Lovely to be with you. I look forward to our discussion, and thank you for listening to this lot.
I do, because you touch on very important things, Fer. And I mean, just like today, you'll be speaking about water and some five tips, some five things to look out for, especially given that we have not been receiving sustained water supplies from our taps, from the city, and things have not been going well. What is it? Why did you literally come up with this, Fer?
I came up with it because I've been reporting it since last week, and I was speaking to lots and lots and lots of people, trying to assess what the plan is. So we know that there's a water crisis in the three cities of Gauteng, probably wider than that, and that it seems to be provincial as well. It was worst in Joburg for the past 3 weeks since that Eikenhof lightning strike. So let's start at Eikenhof, because this always comes up, and John is always asking, but what's the vexed problem there? So the Eikenhof substation, which throws out your water supply, is going to get an alternative supply of electricity so that it's not so susceptible to load shedding and to the other problems of the city's grid. That's quite good news. A lot of money going into that, 100 million rand from City Power to put alternative supply infrastructure wherever there's been repeated problems, like at Eikenhof and at the Palmit pumping station.
So I don't want to interrupt you, Fem. Please forgive me. I just want to ask, is there a time frame that has been placed onto that deliverable?
Yeah. So it is going to take long, because this isn't just a matter, like I thought, that you just go and plug in a generator.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You have to move pipes. It's an intricate engineering build. So I think six to 18 months. But there is political attention to the detail of what's happening at Eikenhof and Palmit, and hopefully they've put City Power's best teams onto watching those two places and being able to bring them back up much more quickly. So the last time, I think it's the mayor's spokesperson, Lee, who was telling me that the last time it took 2 hours to do so. Usually it can take days, as we know so very painfully. Then I also spoke to the Director General of the Department of Water, and he says that there's going to be, Rand Water is going to be spending 45 billion Rand over the medium term, so this is 3 to 5 years, on treatment capacity. So that means there'll be better water supply. It can't abstract or draw any more water from the Vaal Dam system, but this better treatment capacity should see at least some of our pains beginning to abate. I think that's two things. So the third thing is, it's often, as we hear on the news, the high-lying areas which really suffer the most. So what's happening there is that the city is going to be investing more in the pumping stations that take the water uphill to those high-lying areas. And we should see the benefits of that coming through. The fourth thing really is for you and I, and that is to really bring down our average water consumption liter by a lot. So we, on average, consume, I think, per household 270 liters per day. We should be at 170 liters. So that's a challenge in homes and for people, and also to deal with the leaks that we see springing up all over our cities. The biggest one, of course, is the Lesotho Highlands Water Project. Now, that is, as we know, supposed to be pumping from 2019. I think it's 9 years overdue at the moment. The DG told me that they've been up and that it's 15% completed. So that's going to take some years. But if all these other measures start being put in place, hopefully and with great prayers, we will see this terrible water crisis, which really impacts many parts of Joburg all the time, beginning to abate. It already feels less intense than it was 2 weeks ago, and that perhaps is because three levels of people, leaders responsible for water, are actually meeting every day now. They have like a water war room. You know how much we love war rooms. So that is happening. And you do get a sense that this does have attention at the highest levels. A week ago, the water minister once again met with Rand Water and Joburg Water in the evening. Because they realize what a crisis it is.
And fair, I'm not paid to be a pessimist, and some would argue that. I would argue to the contrary. Nonetheless, I think to what extent will the next timetable of an election, local government election in 2026, have an impact on these great plans that have been placed there? Because at times the interruption between of administrations do somehow contribute towards a lackluster delivery pattern.
Absolutely. So I mean, I was trying to keep it positive for our slot, but what is pretty clear at Joburg Water, and I'm not sure where else, is that the patterns of water capture or local state capture haven't really abated. And in fact, they tend to get worse towards an election, because, especially a competitive one, because people worry about their jobs, about their security. And so you see a greater degree of rent extraction running up towards elections. Mm. And that's certainly a risk. So what's also quite important to note, if you look at the water can led by Dr. Ferial Adam, is that civil society is getting much, much more active around water, as you would when you don't have it for many days. And if you saw Mike Saluma writing at the weekend in the Sunday Times a beautiful essay, he said we've all been forced to become lay engineers, and that shouldn't happen. You know, we shouldn't be talking about such deep engineering. Water is a right. It's our citizens' right, and people should be able to deliver it to us. The good thing about getting so engineering literate is that you do become more active. So people go on site visits to the new upcoming Hurst Hill Reservoir, which is the one that supplies the southwest of the city. That's really one of the most troubled areas, that's very often down. And that's a good thing, that we become more active and begin to understand what's happening better.
Sure. Thank you so much. A pleasure talking to you. All the best. I hope we'll do it again very soon. Ferial Hafeji, Daily Maverick Associate Editor. It's 2 minutes to 5 o'clock.